Hi gang, Wayne McPhail here. Yesterday I wrote my column for Rabble.ca using just the iPhone 3GS, and the two applications I used to do it were Evernote and Safari. Evernote, for those of you who don't know, is a great tool for collecting all sorts of information, photographs, text, web pages, and stuff, and making it easily accessible on the PC, Mac, or on the iPhone. And it lives in the cloud as well as being able to have a local database on your PC. So it's very handy. This column was about augmented reality. And so I went out to and did searches in Safari on a number of websites that are actually for companies that make augmented reality software, or at least have announced augmented reality software for Android and Nokia and iPhone, and had those laid out in about 7 windows in Safari. And then I could use the cut and paste features of iPhone 3.0 to cut and paste chunks of those stories into an Evernote document that I was using as the basis for my writing. So I would, you know, if I was writing about a particular company, I'd grab a chunk of that and then use that as reference and actually cut and pasted the proper name for the company into the story. So I got the spelling right and stuff. And with the speed of the 3GS, that worked pretty seamlessly. So I wrote the entire thing in Evernote, had it all finished, and then finally, as a final stage, I went back to my Mac and cut and pasted it into my blog from there and uploaded it for people to comment on, and now I'm going to finish it off on the PC. Would I do the entire column on the iPhone? I think I may try that next, but I just found that the final polish, I really wanted to have a PC for the speed and being able to add links and stuff like that easily. But for a first pass rough draft of getting a column written and the research done for it on the iPhone 3GS with the 3.0 software, really good experience. So I just thought I would pass that along, that it worked really well, and it's certainly a viable writing tool. I was using a landscape keyboard, and it, you know, I thought it could be, you know, I could sit in a coffee shop and easily write that way on an ongoing basis. So I just thought I'd pass it along. It's Wayne McPhail at waitandsee.com, W-8-C.com. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.